I really believe, friends, that the main reason why the church in America is so rich and powerful in regard to brick and mortar, but is so weak and feeble in regard to spiritual power, is because of all the latte Christians. A latte Christian is all froth and appearance with high calories and little substance. A latte Christian is content to join a church to get their free ticket to heaven punched and then sit and soak beneath sweet tasting, anemic teaching given by a latte pastor. What they call church on Sunday is nothing more than a social gathering with music and laughter and lighthearted teaching that has no demands on its hearers. It's like a Starbucks latte, overpriced, in a pretty cup that leaves you satiated for the moment. A latte Christian is content to be spoon-fed by someone else until their brains are soaked with whipped cream. The latte Christian is right at home as a member of their cappuccino church. They prefer pastors that are more entertaining than engaging, and they rather be in a weekly small group for social reasons rather than in a weekly prayer meeting on their knees in intercession. When a latte Christian does pray, it reminds me of a woman who was in my Sunday school class years ago. She was the wife of a millionaire, and she raised her hand for a prayer request. Her prayer request was urgent, she said, as she only had 2 days left before she met with her interior designer to remodel her living room, and she was frantic and wanted us to pray that all would go smoothly during this stressful time. The latte Christian gets all in a froth over nothing. The latte Christian will give financially to the church so long as it doesn't hurt. The latte Christian's biggest sacrifice in life is having to wait in a long line to get their Starbucks. And when they get their macchiato, if it's not made right, they get in a froth all over again. But I don't blame the latte Christians for being who they are. And I don't blame the cappuccino church for attracting their membership and accommodating them with loud music, flashing lights, and frothy stories. If they all want to go to hell together on a silver coffee tray, I can't stop them. Because the day the church in America quit preaching the gospel of a bloodstained Christ on a bloody cross, it welcomed the world in and threw open its doors to the latte crowd as it all became one big circus. And like Samuel Chadwick once said, when a church is run on the same lines as a circus, there may be crowds, but there is no Shekinah. The Laodicean cappuccino church is like a lukewarm latte, neither cold nor hot. It's just like its members. The message is over, Marge. Let's go to the lobby and get our latte.